TV and other pop culture events.
And on this episode, we'll be discussing the film Godzilla, King of Monsters. You can reach us at thehodgepodgepodcast@gmail.com or on our website, thehodgepodgepodcast.com, or look for us on iTunes. Well, I don't know. Music, I guess? I don't know what it's going to be called now. And YouTube and subscribe.
I never knew. I don't know.
Or head over to Facebook. Search for The Hodge Podge Podcast and like our page. What's going on?
Nothing.
Robert Pattinson has been confirmed now, but they haven't officially said it yet.
But it is unofficially official.
It's unofficially official. He's going to be Batman. Box office, Godzilla 1. Okay.
Sure.
Second place was Aladdin, and third place was Rocket Man. Now, you haven't seen Rocket Man yet, right? I saw it this weekend. It was good. And Avengers is how much away now?
$74 million.
$74 million.
That's after the actuals.
I don't know, man. I don't know if it's going
to
make it.
Technically, it's $73.9 million.
I don't know if it's going to make it. That's a tall order.
I mean, if it continues to steadily make, like, $2 million a day by the end of the month, about four weeks or so.
I guess.
Think about it. And that doesn't include weekends, which normally accounts for more. So we'll see.
We'll see. We shall see. Dark Phoenix opens this weekend. Yay. I mean, I'm sure we're going to go see it, but I'm not thrilled about it.
Considering I think they were still doing reshoots like 4 weeks ago.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
New Mutants is eventually going to come out. Disney is going to put that out, so they say. And apparently Ghost Rider's outside. What else is going on, movie-wise?
I don't know if there's any new movie news really out there. It's kind of a interesting period this year for movies, where like some technically big movies have come out, but outside of Endgame, not a lot of buzz around any.
Well, it's because they've all been kind of mediocre.
Right.
I mean, you know, Aladdin didn't get fantastic reviews, and
I mean, yeah, not terrible, though.
The movie we're going to talk about today didn't get great reviews, and
and no one's seen Booksmart, which is the funniest movie.
I know, that's so, too bad.
Yeah.
Did we talk about Brightburn already? I don't think we did.
Maybe we did. No, I feel like we did. We did.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. We did. We talked Brightburn.
Did we?
Yeah, we definitely did.
I don't know if we did.
I'm pretty sure.
On the last
I'm definitely
episode,
pretty sure.
I don't think we did.
I'm pretty sure in a definite manner.
Because on the last episode we did, it was Booksmart.
And Brightburn.
No. It was Booksmart. And then
and Brightburn.
No, it was Booksmart, John Wick.
And Brightburn.
And Longshot. We didn't talk about Brightburn.
No, that's okay.
Brightburn's not that great.
The premise far exceeds the actual film.
And that happened also with another movie that they touted James Gunn big time as the producer, which was that Office Space, whatever the hell it was.
I can't remember the name of it. I thought that was pretty
Murder Office.
I thought it was a pretty entertaining movie.
I mean, well, Brightburn had its moments too. It was entertaining, but it's just they didn't do anything with the premise. It was just like pretty rote. You know, it's like, oh, it's evil Superman?
They squandered the idea, for sure. And then at the end, they like, you know,
teasing their Justice League.
Tease this whole idea of an evil Justice League. They like show these clips of the evil version of Wonder Woman
and Aquaman.
It's like, all right.
If you want an evil Superman story, or like a, you know, not so good Superman story, meaning that he's not good, not that the story's not good, check out Supreme Power from Marvel. J. Michael Straczynski wrote it, and it's basically Squadron Supreme, which is a team that they've had for a long time.
Well, now you're asking people to read instead of watch a movie.
But Michael J. Michael Straczynski, he rebooted it, and with what's that guy's name?
Oh, Douglas, no one's going to do this.
Fuck you. Check out Supreme Power, and let us know if you've checked it out.
Yeah, please do.
It's really good.
If based on Doug's recommendation of a two-hour movie, you instead decide to read a series of comics.
It's not that long a series. And it's really good. It's got curse words in it, too. And boobies. All right, so let's talk about the movie that's closed on Sundays, Godzilla. This movie had a trailer that we were like, hey, this looks like it's going to be really good. Whereas the last movie was just like, nah. Because Godzilla really wasn't in the Godzilla movie last time. This movie definitely has Godzilla in it. It's just that any time that the monsters aren't on the screen, the movie really sucks.
I'll actually argue, ironically, that this had Godzilla in it too soon.
Oh, you think so?
Literally, the first frame of the movie is Godzilla.
Yeah.
And it, to me, that took away from that dramatic entrance of him coming from
right
out of the water.
Right.
It's like they made this dramatic entrance, and it's like, well, you've already showed him. I mean, I know it was news footage,
right,
but you've already shown him. There's this.
Yeah.
This isn't, you're not doing anything now. And then, they somehow managed to take the one fight scene that should have been really cool. What spoilers can we really give away here, right? Where Monster X kills Godzilla for the first time.
Right.
They don't even show it. It happens underwater.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that shit. You're not going to show.
Yeah.
That took away from anyone caring that Godzilla actually died, because you're just like, hey, he's underwater.
Yeah.
Why didn't you show Godzilla being killed? That was really stupid.
Because the humans weren't down there and they couldn't see. Oh my god, this movie is so dumb.
I mean, the fights were okay. They were good. That's what you go to see this for.
Right.
God, the plot was just beyond stupid.
Yeah. I love how Kyle Chandler felt like he had to get involved in everything. Like, there was that one thing where they're like, oh, the bay doors are stuck. And he's like, oh, fine, I'll go do it. I'm like, why are you going to go do it?
The plot had him involved in everything. I mean, it was stupid. Like they've got people in play. I know he used to work for him. Like,
right.
But like, they somehow just turned to him for everything.
Yeah.
So, right. Like, they don't have any procedures for anything. They're just like, what do we do, Kyle?
The guy who hasn't been here in 5 years.
A centuries old organization.
Which is stupid.
But they somehow don't have plans for anything. No contingency plans for anything. No plans to take care of anything. I'm just like, really? All right. What kind of organization is this? And how is the government allowing you to go unchecked?
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, why is the government... Why are you having congressional hearings. The government would just be like taking you over, period.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Once Godzilla showed his face, the government would be like, all right, we'll take it from here.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, right. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
Kyle Chandler's estranged wife, played by Vera Farmiga, and they kind of gave this away in the trailer, too. Like, because they made it seem like that Charles Dance was coming to, like take her hostage or something like that. But in the trailer, they kind of gave it away that she was the bad guy, really.
You can infer that a little bit.
Right.
You can argue that for sure.
It's so dumb. The plot's so dumb. Apparently, the Titans are, you know, Godzilla and Mothra and all those people and all those monsters. And they're apparently keeping the Earth together or whatever. I don't know.
Sure.
And so now the human virus, as they like to call it constantly, has to be eradicated. So they're going to... What are you doing? They're going to release all the monsters. And It's only
in
two.
In order to save the planet.
In order to save the planet. Which because basically means they're going to destroy
because
humanity.
Because somehow, everywhere the monsters destroy things, new plant life grows. That's interesting, because I always thought radiation killed things.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, this movie redefines what radiation's effects are.
Right.
There's only one guy who's affected by radiation.
Well, it's fucking hilarious how they bring it up when they're going underwater, like, we can't go any closer or the radiation will kill us. It's like, really? Because Godzilla was destroying things when y'all were like 30 feet away before and y'all seemed fine, so yeah, right. I don't know. You didn't seem too worried when he was above water.
Right? The whole thing is just, it's just a mess. I mean, it has its fun moments, of course. The guy next to me at the theater seemed to really be enjoying it. Like, to the point where he was giving Vera Farmiga the finger.
Wow. Wow.
I was like, wow, you're really into this, my friend. It's like, hey, buddy, it's
She's
just a movie.
She's the one who released him. He ought to be loving her. He'd be like, yay!
Millie Bobby Brown of Stranger Things fame is in this. Not doing herself any favors.
For some unknown reason, she has access to everything in this movie.
Yeah, right.
From the greatest technology to, you know, a ballpark that she could just get into and use whatever she wants. It's really weird. And somehow she knows how to use all this technology.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vera Farmiga has this device called the
Orca.
The Orca, which picks up the, quote, biorhythms or whatever.
No, something like that. That's a different thing. The Monarch has the device that picks up the biorhythms. The Orca is allowed... The Orca can simulate sounds that will attract...
But they had the biorhythms too. Because
yeah,
they
but that's a different system. They had the biorhythms was separate from the Orca.
No, she did though. She had it though.
She created that. But
she had it in the case.
It wasn't in the Orca. In the case was the sounds.
I thought it was the same thing.
No, they were tracking Godzilla the whole time without Orca.
No, I know that, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, she can replicate like the biorhythms or whatever too.
Well, it's the sounds. It's not the biorhythm.
Whatever the fuck they call it.
Right. It's just their sounds.
So,
Which again, begs the question. That seems like a lot of technology when you could have just recorded Godzilla's voice and just played it over.
Yeah, right. So what they use this for is to try and control the monsters and make them docile or use them to attack or whatever. And, you know, it works out great.
Wait, you mean someone would use that for evil purposes?
I don't think so. Charles Dance shows up, and he has a mercenary unit, and apparently he is Tywin Lannister in this, because I don't know where he got all the money to fund all that shit.
He's Sodom Noopsy. Clearly he's Sodom Noopsy. He's the devil's right-hand man.
No, I think he's Tywin Lannister.
I don't think so.
I think he is.
Well, I'll tell you what, if in the next movie he dies on the toilet, then I will concede.
Spoiler alert that he's still alive.
Well, he's hardly in the movie. He's not. It's not like he's some main character.
Who else is in this?
Who cares?
Oh, Bradley Whitford's in this.
Yeah, and the Bradley Whitford basically reprising his role from Cabin in the Woods, where he's in a bunker tracking a monster.
I mean,
Silicon Valley kid, Hiddle.
Oh yeah. Middle out. Middle out. Yeah, he's in it, and
I got canceled, by the way.
They're gonna do one more season. Yeah. It's not good.
I mean, it's better than the other one, probably, just because at least there are more fights.
At least the whole movie's the other one was
spaced
boring.
Out with fights. Yeah. The other one was just plain boring the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah. But the other thing is just
apparently it does have a lot of references to a lot of the old Godzilla movies.
Mm.
So, you know, if you're really into Godzilla,
right,
you can pick out a lot of Easter eggs and stuff.
Yeah. That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, sure.
Who cares? Yeah, it just it wasn't great. I was expecting a lot better.
I mean, you know, the reviews pretty much got it right.
Pretty much.
I guess they're looks like the box office numbers are holding up enough. It looks like there'll probably be another one.
Oh well, they've already done. Oh, yeah, it's Kong and
oh, that's right.
Godzilla comes out next year.
That's right.
Comes out next year.
And man, did they hand fist so many references to Skull Island in here. I couldn't keep track.
I mean,
they just kept going with it.
Yeah.
Like, we get it. We got it. If we didn't pick it up the first time, we picked it up the 12th time.
Yeah, I know.
Got it.
Yeah. I think someone's here. Yeah, so Godzilla, you can probably skip it in theaters.
Lazy Sunday watch.
Yeah. Yeah, just it was kind of disappointing. Because the trailer looked great.
I was impressed with the trailer, but of course, you know, you cut all the action sequences in there, and it's always going to look good.
I got a good picture of the Child's Play display when I was at the movie theater to see Godzilla. It's got a little what's-his-face in it? Chucky.
You mean that one?
Oh, there you go. Who took that, Jen? Yeah, it's funny. And what movie did they just? Oh, it was funny seeing the big Sonic poster saying, "Oh, it's coming this winter." It's like, no, it's not. They pushed that shit back.
It's test. The quote unquote test trailer didn't go over so hot. They're going to revamp Sonic. Maybe take out those chiclets.
Yeah, right? I don't even know what kind of teeth he had before anyway.
I don't know. I think it's just weird. I think it's just something that's not going to work.
He just looks weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why they changed his look.
I think it's just something that's not
going to work. Like, his eyes are smaller, and it's like, why did they do that? They should have just kept the big eyes and made him a cartoon character.
Because everything's got to look like it's real CGI. Like it's a real thing. Like,
he's a real person.
It exists. Guess what? It doesn't. There's no blue, fast-running hedgehog.
Did you see the trailer for Terminator?
The new one? Yeah. I mean, I'm over it, but it looks like it could be fun, but I'm not, like, invested.
I thought the trailer was okay.
I mean, at what point does Sarah Connor just be like, oh, fuck this shit? Like, yeah, okay, they're going to keep coming back. Fuck it. Well, you're fighting a never-ending battle. Like, come on.
Yes.
But I guess the new Terminator can take metal and morph itself into a second.
Yeah, something like that.
Terminator or something like that? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. So, Skip.
Apparently the old Terminator's just living out in a cabin in the woods.
Yeah, right.
Had enough of that city life.
But how? How is he there? They melted him.
I don't know, Doug.
It takes place, it's like they basically ignore the last three movies.
Oh, how about here's my prediction. He's the prototype for what they modeled the original Terminator after.
Probably.
He's probably a real man.
Probably. That's probably the twist.
Yeah. I modeled the Terminator after myself when I created it.
Right.
Here I am. I'm the man.
Ugh.
My prediction, anyway.
Probably. That's probably right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, Sarah Connor, badass.
Yeah.
Looks badass, but after Genesis and what was the one before that? Even. What exactly? Exactly.
What was
Salvation?
Salvation, and then before that was Rise of the Machines.
Yeah, it's just, they're just kind of. They're just kind of real generic for me at this point.
Yeah.
So it's like okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. I have a new friend right now.
Any other trailers? No.
I
can't think of any myself.
No.
No, there was one. Oh, Rambo Last Blood.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Last Blood. Get it? Because there was First Blood, and now Last Blood, unless this makes some box office bank, and then next year Sylvester Stallone says, I need some more money. Lastest Blood.
That last Rambo movie that came out was so terrible. The script was awful. The action was over the top awesome, but the fucking script was god awful. So I don't expect anything good to come from that at all. From that movie.
No great lines like, he can eat things that make a billy goat puke.
Okay.
That's from First Blood.
Okay.
If you send in that many men, don't forget one thing. A good supply of body bags.
Was Jesse Ventura in that movie? Because it was also both those lines sound like they came from Jesse Ventura.
No, they did not. They came from whoever plays the colonel. I can't remember his name.
Deadwood. You didn't watch Deadwood, did you? You didn't watch it.
How was it?
It was good. I liked it. I liked it. Yeah. I mean, Deadwood
did bring more closure.
Yeah, it definitely did. There was a lot of closure.
Cool.
Deadwood was never. I liked Deadwood, but it was never my favorite show. Honestly, because half the time I'm like, I don't even know what they're saying.
Was it? How many seasons was it?
It was only like three seasons. Okay. And then they cut it short, and then and they talked forever about doing this movie, and it's good. I liked it a lot. No spoilers, just it's good. If you're a fan of Deadwood, watch it. It's worth it.
Good Omens came out.
Oh yeah,
that was really good.
That was really good. Okay, because the reviews have been mixed.
The end is kind of anticlimactic, but mm-hmm. they have such great chemistry.
Right.
It's apparently who wrote this? Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett.
Pratchett.
Apparently, their writing styles, at least from this show, are very similar to. It reminds me a lot of. Who did. Dirks Gently and Hitchhiker's Guide.
Douglas Adams.
Yeah, apparently they're because it's just like a Douglas Adams story.
Right.
Which is to say it's just tongue in cheek hilarious and just kind of weird shit happening.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed it. It's a fun watch.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, you do that.
I will.
Okay.
I just said I will. I will. I'll check it out. And I guess that'll do it.
Sure.
For this episode of the Hodgepodge Podcast. Short one. Short episode.
Very mediocre episode. If I do say so myself.
It's not our fault the movie was bad.
Yeah.
And Brightburn's not even worth talking about.
No.
Next episode, I'm guessing it'll probably be X-Men. And hopefully you'll have seen Rocket Man by then, and we can talk about Rocket Man.
Sure.
But yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the skit's good.
I'm sure, but it's a musical.
You liked La La Land.
I did like La La Land. Yeah, that's a good point.
And you went to go see Bohemian Rhapsody.
Well, that's not a musical. That wasn't a musical.
It was a lip sync battle. What the hell are you doing? The dog is climbing on the floor. You're not a cat. We'll see you next time, folks. Thanks for listening.